Australia is facing an energy glut never before seen in the history of the national electricity market. A report to be released today shows no new generation is needed in southeastern Australia for the next 10 years, even under a worst-case scenario. The report raises serious questions about the ongoing viability of existing coal-fired power stations, but might also result in more pressure on the government to reduce the renewable energy target. David Mark reports.
If Australia's energy supply was a dam, it would be overflowing. Joe Adamo is a spokesman for the Australian Energy Market Operator, the body which monitors Australia's electricity supply.
There's no additional generation required to maintain the reliability. Now, that's under all three scenarios that we model. So what we're saying is that there's an oversupply of generation capacity at present. It doesn't affect the reliability.
For the next year alone, Australia will produce up to 8,900 megawatts more than is needed. That's around four times the power produced in a year by Australia's largest coal-fired power station. Indeed, electricity use in Australia has been falling now for around 4 years. That's due to the take-up of rooftop solar systems, greater use of energy-efficient appliances, and the downturn in some manufacturing industries that use lots of electricity. The upshot is that if the coal-fired power stations want to stay running, they'll be competing in a buyer's market, according to Hugh Sadler. He's the principal consultant energy strategies with Pitt & Sherry.
Many of them will have to trade unprofitably, as many of them already have been doing for the last year or two.
In fact, just last week, HRL announced it would close one small coal-fired power station in Victoria's Latrobe Valley. Damien Moyse is the Energy Projects Manager at the Alternative Technology Association.
It was one that was kind of earmarked for closure some sort of 3 or 4 years ago, but was propped up by some of the industry assistance measures of the previous Labor government. Those measures have now run out, and so as soon as they have, that power station has found that it's no longer economic to operate. And that's really because there just isn't the need for so much baseload power at the moment.
Despite the oversupply, Australians have continued to pay more and more for their electricity. Hugh Sadler.
The prices have been rising because of the other parts of the cost of electricity, which is the cost of getting it from the boundary of the power station through the meters of all the individual consumers, and that's considerably more than half of the total cost of the total of electricity that's supplied to households or small businesses. And that's the part that's been rising very rapidly over the last 3 or 4 years.
While all this has been going on, the federal government has been reviewing the renewable energy target, which stipulates a certain amount of renewable electricity should be in use by 2020. The big electricity companies have been lobbying the government to axe or at least reduce the RET because renewables like wind and solar are hitting their bottom line. Damien Moyse.
On a demand basis, we don't need any additional investment for generation for some time, and that's what the AEMO report says. But the mechanisms that leverage investment into renewable energy and into low carbon technologies like the renewable energy target are not about ultimately providing enough electricity supply to match demand. What they're about is industry development and restructure mechanisms. They're trying to, over time, restructure the industry so that more of our generation, irrespective of what the demand level is, comes from renewables or low carbon technology and less from carbon intensive generation such as coal and gas.
At present, there are millions of dollars in renewable projects sitting on the shelf while their developers wait to see what the government does with the RET. The bottom line, says Hugh Sadler, is that there is no future for the large-scale renewable sector in Australia without the RET. But he says that goes for other technologies too.
Oh no, there is absolutely not, just as there's no hope for someone wanting to build a new gas-fired power station. In fact, some of the very new gas-fired power stations are going to be withdrawn from the market in a few months' time, even though they are the newest power stations in Australia, apart from the renewable ones, because of the high price of gas means that they can't compete in the current market.
In the meantime, Australians are increasingly voting with their wallets as electricity prices continue to rise. There are around 1.5 million rooftop solar systems in the country, and the number is increasing.
David Mark reporting.